You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Hello everyone, welcome back to Chibi and Chill, the anime podcast. Happy Friday, and it is Friday, so that means a new, fresh episode of the anime podcast to explore and enjoy. This week is a big week for the podcast, and you'll notice on social media I've been pushing and promoting the new YouTube channel for the podcast. So this week is the first week where the podcast gets its own YouTube video as well to go alongside it. So a new visual, exciting direction for the podcast, and one that is a little bit scary, it's a little bit nerve-wracking, but one that I thought the podcast would be great to kind of take, get it over on YouTube, because the anime is super visual and it'd be great to actually show you guys the promo art, the posters, the key visuals, and maybe even trailers, depending on how I can do that, if they allow me to do that. And kind of show you guys what I'm actually talking about in the first case, and yeah, make it a little bit more interactive than only just the audio. But a massive welcome to everyone that is listening over on YouTube, or watching over on YouTube, should I say. I'm not used to saying that yet, but yeah, massive welcome, and I really hope you like and subscribe so you don't miss another video for the podcast. And if you're an audio-only listener, then obviously a big welcome to you as well. Wherever you found that podcast, whether it be on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever else you found your podcast. So thank you so much. So a big week for the podcast. But enough about that. There will be new episodes for the podcast every Friday as normal over on YouTube and on the normal podcast platforms as well. So it's all the same, just one new channel with a new visual look for the podcast going forward. So exciting times. But before we dive into today's episode, which is all about a anime that you should be watching right now, I want to do a little bit of a bucket list update, because you'll see behind me, because I can actually say that now, behind me on the wall you'll see my bucket list challenge poster. And over on YouTube you'll be able to see obviously how empty that is. It is very, very silver at the minute, where it needs to be a lot more colourful. But this week I managed to get One Piece over to episode 997. I've got Naruto onto episode 123, so slower progress on that one. But I've also managed to watch the Hayao Ghibli film. So I've watched that literally today at the time making this podcast episode. So it was nice. I feel like the Ghibli films are always a nice, soft, enjoyable watch, I guess. They're always kind of slow, but they're always really enjoyable and very comforting. So I really did enjoy that film, and actually enjoyed it more than what I thought I would. It kind of gives me Thumbelina vibes, if anyone remembers that animation. But it's nice, it's a lovely story. I wish it had a different ending, But I think on the next podcast episode, once I've digested it a little bit more, because I watched it about an hour ago recording this podcast episode, then I think I'll actually dive into a review of it and add that to the list of reviews of podcast episodes. Add that to the review of anime I've watched from the challenge and add that to the lineup. But I do need to scratch it off on this post. I think it's somewhere up here, but I do need to make a lot more progress on that poster. So you'll be able to see that progress over on YouTube every single week. Hopefully every single week. That may be over a commitment, but you'll be able to see that update. So yeah, hopefully by the end of the year on the podcast YouTube channel, you'll be able to see that poster be absolutely full. But this week's episode, enough about that. This week's episode is all about 8 anime that you should be watching right now. And I feel like there's so much anime out there right now, and it can be so hard to determine which ones to watch, which ones to give your energy, and more importantly, give your time to. Anime in and of itself only is about 24 minutes per episode, so not long on its own, but a full series can take up a long time, and especially anime series such as Naruto, One Piece, Dragon Ball, Bleach, those kind of big hitter anime can take a long time to actually finish. So this week I've got 8 anime that aren't overly long, and ones that are either really hyped or ones I've watched as part of this bucket list challenge, or just in general my own enjoyment of watching, that I think you very, very much need to check out. There's a mixture of anime on this list. It's some shonen, some cozy, some films. So stick with me. Let's dive into the podcast episode fully and get you started on this list of 8 anime that you should check out. Hello everyone, I just thought I'd pop in here real quick just to tell you all about Crunchyroll. And Crunchyroll is my favourite platform to stream all the anime that I watch, including Naruto, One Piece, Attack on Titan, Black Clover, and a whole host more, all of which I'm probably talking about in this episode. Down in the show notes and in the description, you'll find a link to start a free trial where you'll be able to browse a whole host of thousands of anime that you'll use to discover and love. So the first anime on this list I'm going to recommend, and they're not in any particular order, they're just the anime that I thought of in that order that kind of came onto the list, is Demon Slayer. And I'm only recommending this one because I think this is one of the most visually stunning anime, and actually it's one that's become a firm favourite of mine over the years as it's kind of developed and grown. I can't say too much about it without being a massive spoiler, but I'm sure you would have heard of Demon Slayer, or at least know of it. I'm sure at some point it's been on your list, maybe you dropped off of the anime and not really caught up with it, or kind of kept on with it week on week, but season 4, the newest anime series of it, the Hashira training arc, has started. So it's the perfect time to dive in. It's on episode 3 at the moment. I need to watch episode 3, but it's been an amazing anime so far, and it's returned this season with the same level of animation that we've come to kind of know and love and expect from the series year on year, or season on season, I guess. So I'm surprised this wasn't a full-on film when it kind of got showcased. I kind of expected a film following the kind of Mugen Train kind of vibe, but love that it's a series. I don't think it's going to be very long, this series. I think it's going to be about 8 to 10 episodes long, so a super short anime season, but it's one that allows other people to kind of dive into the anime without too much commitment, not like a commitment such as One Piece. So definitely check out Demon Slayer, and you won't regret it, I promise you. Okay, so anime number 2 on this list is a more cozy anime compared to Demon Slayer or in general, and it is Bartender. And Bartender was one of the anime that was really, really hyped during the spring 2024 season. And it's one that I believe deserves the hype that it got. Even though it is more of a slow, cozy anime, it's not one of the strong, heavy hitters of the season, but it's one that I love to watch week in, week out. Visually, it's absolutely stunning and it's amazing. It's one of those ones that makes you want to pursue a career in being a bartender, even though you have no experience, but have experience being drunk more than anything else. But it is honestly one of the most cozy anime, and it's slow pace and characters really drive you in, and it kind of slowly progresses the story in a way that allows you to kind of settle into it without having this high-stake action fights that we're so used to in anime, that I'm so used to in anime because of the type of anime that I watch, but this one is one that is a nice respite from all the high-octane anime that we watch, such as Demon Slayer, Jujutsu Kaisen, all those kind of heavy shows. So definitely check this one out. It's all about the hotel's search for their next amazing bartender that can create the glass of God. And it is honestly one of the most wholesome anime that shows a lot about people's lives and how much this bartender can tell about a person just from what type of drink they order and the small minute details that he can see that others definitely can't. And it's a glorious anime. Definitely one for like a Sunday evening kind of vibe. So definitely check this out if you're looking for more of a cozy anime. The next anime on this list is more of a psychic, spiritual kind of vibe of an anime, and it's Mob Psycho. And Mob Psycho was on my bucket list challenge for this year, and it's one that's been recommended a couple of times, but I've never actually dived into it, purely because I thought it would be more like Tokyo Revengers than the spiritual vibe that it actually is. Now, Mob Psycho is all about Mob, who's like a spiritual kid that works for a one-man band kind of company that does exorcisms and spiritual cleansings, things like that. And it's honestly become one of my favourite anime of all time. There are three seasons and I flew through the anime. I could not recommend this one enough. I could not put it down. I could not stop watching it. It's awesome. It's so, so funny. And if you want a kind of spiritual and quite different looking anime in terms of visuals, with a very comedic edge to spiritualism and demons and power systems, definitely give Mob Psycho a run and at least watch the first couple of episodes. I always say do the first three episodes of any anime to really get the full vibe for the story and kind of see where the story is going to go and whether you like the characters. I have to say with this one, it is a little bit weird visually at the very beginning because I'm so used to the traditional or more modern way of what anime looks like, but this one's quite different, but that's what makes it so unique. And it's definitely one that is so, so high up my anime watch list, and I really hope to forget the story a little bit more so I can watch it again. It is honestly one of the best comedy and spiritual anime that I've ever watched, so definitely check out Mob Psycho. The next anime on this list carries on that kind of spooky theme, but in a darker kind of tone. So this one is Muruko-chan, and this is one of the anime that I picked to watch last season as part of the spooky anime season of October-November kind of time. And I love all things spooky, so this one very, very quickly became my favourite for that kind of week at least. But this one follows a girl who can see ghosts and spirits all around her, but as she kind of gets more powerful in her own kind of aura or spiritual kind of essence, I guess, the more darker and larger and more dangerous spirits get attracted to her and try to take the aura or power away from her. So it is definitely one of the ones to watch if you're into horror movies or that kind of whole spooky vibe for media, I guess. If you're into anime that's more creepy, this is definitely one that should be on your list if you've not watched it already. I cannot recommend this spooky anime enough. This is the main kind of spooky anime on this list, and one that's on there for a good reason. It is so spooky, and it's not jump scary or anything like that. It's more a creepy unsettlingness that comes through the anime because of how she interacts with them or how she discovers these ghosts and spirits that are around us in everyday life that she sees but that others can't. So definitely one to check out if you're looking for a more spooky season kind of anime to check out. Next anime on this list is more of a slice of life and romantic kind of anime, and it's The Garden of Words. And this one isn't a series or a film. It's more of a standalone special that's about 45 minutes long. So it's not quite the commitment of a full series or a film. It's more a good way to spend a lunch hour. And this one is all about a guy and a woman that end up either skipping school or skipping work, where every time it rains and go to the same garden and each pursue their own kind of pastimes and end up learning about each other and kind of ending up a little bit more romantically inclined. And it is honestly one of the most gorgeous anime I've ever watched. It is visually so, so stunning and One that I never really go for, a romantic slice of life kind of anime. It's not usually typically the anime that I end up kind of watching. It is a great kind of introduction to that kind of genre, at least a little step in, like, I would take into that kind of genre. And it is honestly a gorgeous, gorgeous anime. It's worth watching just for the visuals alone. The Garden of Words is the best kind of option if you're looking for something that's on Netflix as well. So it's a nice, easy access if you're not on Crunchyroll. Hey everyone, I just thought I'd hop in here real quick just to let you all know about my Etsy shop, Chibi Weeb Anime. Over on the Etsy shop, you'll find a bunch of anime goodies, including enamel pins, stationery, keyrings, jewelry, and a whole bunch more, all for you to add that anime aesthetic of your favorite characters or shows to any bag, clothing, or anything else around the house you'd like to add it to. Down in the show notes, you'll find the link to the shop where you can shop with free UK delivery or worldwide shipping options as well. That's Chibi Weeb Anime over on Etsy. Happy shopping, and thank you for supporting the Etsy shop. Next anime on this list is probably one of the most weird anime I've ever watched ever, and it's exactly why I put it on this list. And it's part of the bucket list challenge that I'm doing at the moment, and I finished it a little while ago, and it's called Paprika, and it recently made its way back onto Netflix as part of a kind of revival for the film, because it won another award, I think, and it kind of got remastered, I believe. But honestly, this is one of the most iconic anime films that you can watch, and if you do a little Google of this, it is an anime that is absolutely beloved, and it is a little bit more on the mature side of anime. There is some, like, frontage being shown on one scene in the anime, so please do be aware of that. Don't, if you're, like, very young watching this video, don't watch this anime. But it's one of the most weird and bizarre anime I've ever watched, but it is one of those, I believe, feels like a bit like a rite of passage for any anime fan to kind of watch and experience. It's very famous for a parade scene where it's super, super intricate and iconic, and it is one of the kind of strongest bits of anime that I've ever seen from an animation point of view, because it's so bizarre and you can't really look away from it. But it is a very interesting storyline as well. It's nothing like what I thought it would be, and that's exactly why I kind of like it as well. It really kept me on my toes and really kind of kept me glued to the screen, because I needed to know how this story is going to pan out and what is going to happen next, because it's so, so unpredictable. But the film is all about a girl who's a woman who's a detective of dreams, and a device is stolen that allows detectives and people who own the device to dive into people's dreams and kind of take over and do stuff. And the device is stolen, so they go into someone else's dreams and the entire dream world to take this device back. I can't say too much because it does spoil a lot of it, so that's the rough gist. So if you like a more sci-fi, almost Ghost in the Shell kind of vibe anime, this is definitely one for your list. The next anime on this list is one that I know for a fact you would have heard of, or at least seen the hype for, and that is Kaiju number 8. And that is one of the ones that is the most hyped anime ever, potentially, for this summer season. And it's one that Crunchyroll, every time you load up, there will be a countdown, a live countdown for it, because it is streaming at the same time in Japan as in the West, and that is like the first time it's ever been done, so that is quite exciting and quite impressive. But this one follows Kafka, who is part of a cleanup crew that wants to be part of a defense force in a world that's filled with monsters called Kaiju. And a little bit of a spoiler alert, but in episode 1, he ends up becoming a Kaiju himself. So it's kind of like this internal and physical struggle, of societal struggle as well, of him becoming part of the defense force or wanting to, and becoming Kaiju as well. This one is one that I'm watching week by week. It is an awesome story and one that so far has really lived up to the hype. So I know nothing about this story. I haven't read the manga. So this is one that I'm really excited to kind of follow the story along and kind of keep up with it as it develops. I don't know how long this is going to be. I believe it's 12 to 14 episodes, but we'll see how it develops and we'll see how the story updates. But definitely one to watch if you're in for an anime that wants a little bit of sci-fi, a little bit of comedy, And the protagonist is 30, so it's quite nice to see an anime character that's not 12 or 14 or however old they usually are. It's nice to see a slightly more older one, and the anime does poke fun at that, so that is really fun as well, as a person that's about to turn 30 in about 2 months' time. So, yeah, that's weird, but it's fun and one to watch if you like the kind of sci-fi, monstery kind of vibe. The last anime on this list is more of a cozy, food-orientated anime, and that is Delicious in Dungeon. And I started this anime as a kind of anime that I wanted to have on in the background. Sometimes I get really bored of listening to the same music over and over again in the background because I cannot work in silence. But I do like an anime over in the background and one that has an English voiceover, so I don't have to focus too much on the actual subtitles and actually miss what I'm doing and or not do the work that I'm meant to be doing day to day. But Delicious in Dungeon is all about this makeshift team that dive into various dungeons and make food out of what they can in order to survive and find or rescue a girl that got eaten by a dragon. And it is one of the most fun and lighthearted anime that I've watched and one that I've really, really enjoyed watching over and over. I'm not watching it week by week. I believe this series is done, I believe, potentially, or maybe it's going week by week. I'm not entirely sure because I'm fairly new to this one. But I'm fairly about halfway through the season so far, and it is one of the most fun, and it's a nice anime to have on when you don't want something that's high stakes or high tempo. It's just a nice slice of life, kind of fantasy kind of anime that where people are fighting these little monsters or creatures and making it work, surviving whilst also trying to feed themselves as well and meeting different, getting into different kind of antics as well at the same time. Definitely want to check out. This one is on Netflix. I don't believe it's on Crunchyroll. It's a Netflix exclusive because it's made by them, I believe. So if you've already got Netflix, this is definitely one to add to your list. And that is the last anime on this list. And it's a nice, cozy one to finish off the list. So that was 8 anime that you should be checking out. I hope you found an anime on there that is right up your street. There's quite a mix on there. There's spooky, there's slice of life, a little bit of romance, there's spookiness, there's demoniness, there's a whole bunch of anime to kind of check out on there, and one that I hope you'll find, maybe you'll find a new favorite this summer, and maybe, just maybe, you'll hit subscribe and leave a review under this video on the podcast platform that you found this on. They're free and they take little to no time to do, and it really, really supports not only the podcast channels but also the YouTube channel as well. Please do leave a rating and a review. It really does support the show. Thank you so much to everyone that's listened to the podcast over on their podcast platforms, and thank you to everyone that's watched the first episode of this over on YouTube. It's been, I really hope you guys enjoy it, and I really hope this is a awesome new kind of direction for the podcast. So thank you so much for joining me on today's episode. I will see you next Friday on all platforms, and yeah, hope you have a great week. Enjoy all the anime that I've shared this week, and let me know if there's any anime that you think I should be checking out in the next coming days, and I'll keep you up to date on the bucket list challenge as we go week by week. Thank you so much, and goodbye.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.